His summary of Britain's role in the Second World War, in his broadcast on the 13th of May 1945, 6 days after the German surrender, is a masterpiece of concision combined with emotion. The extracts that I have chosen are my favourites, ones through which I came to see the range and impact of Churchill's interests, concerns and contributions to British life and to international conflicts and hopes of the first half of the 20th century. I began collecting this material in 1962, the year in which I first began work on the Churchill biography, as a young research assistant to Churchill's son, Randolph, whom I succeeded as biographer on his death in 1968. I have put the extracts in chronological order and in their context, so that, read sequentially, they form a biographical narrative. Read in whatever order, they give a flavour of Churchill's wide-ranging interests and involvement in national and world events, both as an observer and as a participant, often at the centre of government or at its head as Prime Minister. His broadcast of the 16th of June 1941 to the United States is published here in full, with a note of the words and phrases he changed. Churchill's published writings span every aspect of his life and career, in peace and in war. His speeches in Parliament and in public reflect the conflicts and controversies with which he was involved during his long years of public life. "If I found the right words," he told those gathered in Westminster Hall to celebrate his 80th birthday in 1954, "you must remember that I have always earned my living by my pen and by my tongue." As one of the highest paid journalists of his generation, and as a candidate, 5 times unsuccessfully, at 21 parliamentary electoral contests between 1899 and 1955, Churchill could write amid the storm of the battlefield and in the calm of his study, and speak in the cut and thrust of vigorous public and parliamentary debate. Words were his most persuasive weapon. Each of the extracts in these pages adds to our understanding of Churchill's life and thought, and provides an insight into how he made his mark on the British and the world stage. I hope you enjoy reading and rereading them as much as I have. Martin Gilbert, 10th of January, 2012. Acknowledgements. I am grateful, first of all, to the Honourable Randolph Churchill, MBE, Military Division, for whom I worked as one of his research assistants between 1962 and his death in 1968. It was he who encouraged me to read aloud from his father's writings, and to do so standing at the desk that had once belonged to Disraeli and later to Winston Churchill. Reading aloud was a regular feature of evenings at Randolph Churchill's house in Suffolk. Many of the extracts that I have chosen in this book were ones to which I was introduced at the time. Others were ones that I chose with Professor Jim Merriweather of the University of South Carolina. He and I spent many evenings reading them aloud during my sabbatical term in the United States in 1965. In the 46 years since then, I have enjoyed reading each of the extracts in this book, both on my own and with numerous friends, including that master of oral military history, my North London neighbour, Max Arthur. I am grateful for textual material provided by Preeti Chavda, the Civic Centre Reference Library, Harrow, by Mr. Alan Packwood and Dr. Lindsay Robertson, Churchill Archive Centre, Churchill College, Cambridge, and by the Churchill bibliographer Ronald I. Cohen, whose work is indispensable for anyone working in the Churchill Vineyard. Richard Langworth, CBE, on, is, as always, a wise guide on sources. Cameron Hazelhurst gave me the benefit of his wide knowledge of Churchill's early political career. For help in transcribing many of these extracts, I am grateful to Ella Gottwald and Kay Thompson. The final text gained immensely from the eagle eye of Gillian Summerscales, and the selection of photographs from the skill and enthusiasm of Sheila Lee. At every stage in the compilation of what has been a most fulfilling task, I am indebted to my wife, Esther, for her